coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Wind chill. Oh, yeah.
Wind chill. That guy died recently at like 84, but it felt like 69.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello, and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast. Every week we choose a popular saying to take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But if we're lucky, I can't. Mostly, what do I say here? I can't take you seriously. You got to, if you're only listening, today is the day to get on YouTube and see Skinny's new hair, as if I'm not going to notice this.
It's the hunch on my back as well as my new hairdo. I've got a piece, my friends. I'm toupeeing it.
And you're just owning it.
I am. I'm. This is my Kurt Cobain emo look.
It's not bad, though.
No, it's lovely blonde.
Whoa.
My extra arm, that was the other part that was part of the surgery. Well, that's fun. I should introduce my guest. Here she is. There she is in all of her love.
Yay. We've got special guest, Leyland here. Leyland Asora.
Little teen love there. Thank you for sharing your hair with me. Oh, man.
You know, you had it positioned just well enough to look like...
Let the glare begin.
To look like an aged rock star who just won't cut his hair. No. Now you've got a fox stole around you.
Beautiful thing.
Okay, thank you. We'll call you when we need you.
I heard about this getting the hair transplant thing, and I don't know, it was a little interesting.
What do you mean you heard about it? Well, I just heard about it for the first time.
A little whisper of these possibilities of that these technologies are available. You can pay by the hair. I kid you not. Like with like 1,000 hair minimum, like hair follicle minimum type things.
You pay by the follicle?
Because am I getting ripped off?
No, I mean, is that how that works?
I don't know. With this particular one, it was like by the hair. It wasn't just
like... you need like a million hairs on your head?
I was seeing, I don't know, I'd see how far I could get with a grand. And then, well, I've had like a massive forehead since I was like a kid, so it just is what it is.
But yeah, but that's...
It's not like I'm going to... I would just start with
that's
a hairline.
Not because you had receding hairline.
It was just genetics.
Just had a forehead.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look weird.
My mom the other day said, you have the head of a Klingon. And I pretended it didn't hurt my feelings, but it did a little bit, mom. Like
scrunching it into the middle. Wow, that's funny. Yeah, I was... I remember the first time I became aware of me having...
Girls.
Me having a big nose.
Okay.
And I was about 12 years old. Nobody had ever told me I had a big nose. I never thought that I had a big nose until my uncle, who has a very similar nose, by the way, says in front of a group of people, he goes, hey, you know how to make Mark's nose 4 inches long? I'm like, what? I think he's funny already. He's like, fold it in half. I'm like,
oh, no.
What?
No. That hurts.
Look at the side of it.
Yeah, it's a little, it has a touch of that.
Eagle beak?
Yeah, I was thinking of the Muppet.
Or toucan? Gonzo?
The Muppet.
Comparing me to Gonzo?
The American, like that.
Oh, the eagle.
The eagle Muppet.
That's because I'm bald. He's a bald eagle.
I see. Whatever. But very regal, regal as far eagle. As creatures go.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today.
Well, sometimes when you hear
but
about
having
something.
A big nose gives me an advantage. Cause
oh, yeah.
From a ways off. You know what my neighbor one block away just did? You don't want to know.
I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll get into exposing it.
Well, here's an introduction to today's idiom.
It was fixed. It was fixed, and somehow you got wind of it.
Wind of it. So there's a few ways to say this. There's you get wind. I got wind of it. I caught wind of
caught
it.
Caught wind.
Yeah. Either way, somebody's got wind.
Okay, so this whole thing why I was delaying on responding to your neighbor's scent is so caught wind. Break wind, windbreaker, catch a break.
Whoa.
There's something in here. Caught wind, windbreaker, catch a break.
So can we connect them together? Like so you're coming full circle.
Caught wind, break.
Caught wind, catch a break.
So I'll go caught wind, windbreaker, break wind. Dead air.
Yep.
Got no, but just these little connectory phrases. Yeah, I caught wind, breaking wind, windbreaker, catch a break. I don't know. I think there's something there.
Catch a break, windbreaker, breaking bad.
Bad wind.
Bad wind.
Yeah, who knows? It's oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I caught wind of that.
Yeah, yeah, which is very different than breaking
wind. How'd you hear that? I got wind of it.
I caught wind.
How? What?
Did you break it?
Did you say caught or get?
Well, how did you catch it unless it was broken?
Somebody broke it.
Well, I caught it.
Whoever caught it broke it. Is that how it goes?
I guess.
Smelt it, dealt it, same thing.
Yeah, so
if you caught it, you broke it.
These little wind phrases.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fascinating.
I'm trying to think if there's others. There must be more wind.
Okay.
Wind beneath my wings.
In terms of wind.
Window.
Wind chill.
Wind chill. Oh, yeah.
Wind chill. That guy died recently at like 84, but it felt like 69.
Actually, that works for some people.
Right.
Because, 84, all right. Yeah, but felt like 69. Because yeah. He was so able and agile and active. Yeah,
or maybe I should say 70. Just people aren't reading into it. I think so.
Oh, yeah. There's no innuendos there.
No, it's just the creator of the wind chill died today at 84. Felt like 70.
Did you make that up? That's something.
That's an old joke.
Oh, man. I'm so disappointed whenever I found out you, like, sometimes you really make me laugh because you're a funny guy without looking up jokes. Mm-hmm. So on the podcast, I'm like, tell me that's you.
No. There's just a repository of old stuff. And
suppository.
Yes. Depending on where I keep them. Sometimes where I keep them in my brain.
Where you keep your wind.
Yes. yeah, it's funny.
Your wind instrument.
There's just some stupid stuff that's tucked away. anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
We're playing on this last road trip with my mother-in-law, oldies. It was like road trip oldies and name the artist.
Your mother-in-law went on that road trip with you?
Yeah, the last few days of it. Yeah, it was actually. It was really fun. It was a great time. And these old songs kept, like, when we're doing old song, like, trivia-related things, and you're like...
Like, guess the song kind of thing.
I'm shocked as to how many... So, like, it play the first, like, 5-10 seconds of a song. I'm shocked at what's stored in my brain.
Right. Yeah.
It's really shocking.
It's
Carrie Lee. That's Mr. Mister. Yeah. It's all of that sort of thing anyway.
Yeah.
Some say it's because my forehead is so big, but...
That's why you can remember so much.
Yeah. It's excellent.
The bigger the forehead, the more greater the memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That old saying.
Well, to get wind of something means to suddenly discover a piece of information, especially if it's like secret or confidential. Yeah, I got wind of that. I have this jotted down. Picture a gentle gust carrying whispers of gossip your way.
Hmm. It sounds nice, the way you're phrasing it, but I don't know if it's always nice.
No, but you do get wind of things whether you're a gossip or not, because other people gossip.
Mm-hmm.
The falsetto on your...
I'm trying to think about gossip, because that sounds a little harsh, like, don't be a gossip. But sometimes, like, if you're, like, you'd heard something about me, I don't know if it's gossip malicious, or is it just, like...
That's a good point.
Mark said this, whatever.
I think if you're speaking ill of someone, or what's a better way to put it?
Is it intending to elicit some response out of people?
Because like,
Are
you never allowed to speak of someone else? Is that always gossip?
That's not what I heard. So, yeah. So it doesn't always have to be like because it's about somebody. It doesn't have to be gossip. Like
I think
I heard Deb got a new job. It's like
that's different than
I heard Deb got a new job. Why did you leave the old one?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's different than Deb got a boob job.
Yeah.
That's gossip.
That would be gossip.
Yeah.
Maybe it depends on where the gossip is.
Depends on where the job is.
Yeah, for sure.
If it's a new job, that's just information. If it's a boob job, it's gossip.
I guess. So if the information is harmful or like...
No, just a kind of none of your business thing. Whereas... Somebody getting a new job is...
I guess it depends on where the new job is.
If it has the potential of intended to have been private in the first place, gossip.
Hmm. So if the...
Whereas like, Kurt got a new car. Right. Did he? Is that gossip? No. Right. It's like...
He went to the hair implant place.
That's gossip. Because likely that was intended to be private.
Hmm.
Did you hear how much it is to go to the hair plant? Hair plant.
That it's gossip?
Then it's gossip. If it's intended or could have been intended to be
Well, then it's private. Just left that whatever that person may have meant. Like, I don't want them to know I have a new job.
Yeah, but have you ever said this where you're like, I'm not speaking out of turn. They, like, to cover your butt, you, like, hesitate. Should I be saying this? No, they don't care.
My memory these days, I'm not sure.
You couldn't gossip if you wanted to.
No. Don't know what's happening 10 minutes from now.
I do find myself more and more and more shutting down gossip if it's coming my way. I'm just like, I don't need to know. Like, I'll say that. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or deliberately try and change the subject with my Stanley Park squirrel story.
Sure. Okay. Two cows were gossiping on the farm. One said, I heard mad cow disease is on the farm. The other one said, I don't care. I'm a helicopter.
That's great.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That struck me in music.
That's a different kind of wind if you're under a helicopter.
Yeah.
You ever been in a helicopter?
Oh, yeah, a few times.
Yeah, no, I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? I heard Mark's never been on a helicopter.
See, that was intended to be private.
Why'd you put it on the internet then?
Imagine if that's what your status updates were. Just like, I've never been on a helicopter. So it has nothing to do with what has happened. Well,
that
in your
was
life.
When things originally were.
Here's
like,
three people that have never been in my kitchen.
Exactly.
Remember that from Cheers?
It was innocuous and it didn't matter. Like, that was like, oh, this is what I'm eating for lunch today.
Yeah.
And then it became.
But imagine how much more information you could share if it's what you're not doing, not eating. This is what I didn't have for lunch today.
You just keep posting.
Here's
things
another
you,
thing
you didn't
I didn't
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Achieve my life well, goals.
Well, didn't go skydiving today again.
That sounds like actually worth following.
I know. Just stuff you've never done. I did think once, and I'm sure by now, this is when Twitter was newish. I'm like, it'd be fun to have, and I'm like, I was about to say, I'm sure by now somebody has just done this. Mm-hmm. But it would have been fun to have like a Jesus account, and
sure
as if he's not like current dumb stuff,
but he comments
like,
on things from
but
his
start,
perspective.
Start from like 10 years old, mm-hmm. and just like live it out in real time for the next 20-some years, 23 years on Twitter. You'd have to fictionalize a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. but then it's like, yeah, put a guy's ear back on today.
It's a rough day. Got to ride on a donkey today. End of the day wasn't as good as the beginning. Yeah, maybe listing out what you didn't do would be more interesting than the things we actually do.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to the office, went to work, ate dinner, made something.
Didn't slay a dragon.
Again.
Again.
So if you put the point and then capitalized again with the dot, 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 didn't slay a dragon.
Again. That's funny to me. Man.
You could, I guess you could do this with any fictional person over time. Like, yeah. whether you were King Arthur or just anybody.
Yeah, but don't do it like modern day stuff as them. But
like,
do it.
Like a history person?
Yeah, go through history real time.
Hmm.
Or what if you just.
How about if you had a time machine like account? Like.
Yeah.
Went in the time machine to whatever today.
Yeah, again.
Again.
Still didn't kill Hitler, baby.
I heard that someone say it's like, well, I could never kill a baby, so you can't kill baby Hitler, but teenage Hitler.
There was a comedian that showed a picture. Was it Ricky Gervais?
I don't know.
That showed a picture of Hitler as a baby.
I don't
like
know.
In his set. It's like,
did it put a little mustache on him or something?
No, nothing. Just as like, look at this. Isn't that cute? That's Hitler.
Oh, just to get the people go, aw.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That sounds just like Ricky Gervais. Came across this little gem talking about things that people have heard. I caught wind that Eminem converted to Islam. Now he's the real Muslim Shady.
Stupid.
Oh, man. I caught wind that you said I'm a schizophrenic. Well, three of us can play at that game.
So, they're terrible.
Maybe this is the account.
I got wind of blah, blah, blah.
You just make stuff up. Perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll see if I doubt it'll catch on.
You never know.
The paparazzi caught wind that Meghan and Harry named their new baby Seatbelt. Harry says that's what his mom would have wanted.
That's not good. Oh, wow. On that note, you want to get into
where it actually comes from.
That one stung a little.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
Now, just for our video people, what happened to our tech?
Yeah, unfortunately, for the last 2 weeks, I have forgotten my dongle at home.
I see.
Need more of an explanation?
Nope, that'll get it done.
I'm just not connected. New computer, pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. My computer is pretty sharp. Things are good for us over here.
Yeah, we're living it.
It's this new Gosling's ginger beer contract.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which we didn't mention today.
Gosling's, our new sponsor, Gosling's Ginger Beer, since 1808. Gosling's Ginger Beer, it's a company from Ryan Gosling, which just proves that he is a vampire.
And Gosling is the word for baby goose, baby goose, geese, baby geese. And their logo is a seal.
Clever branding.
Yeah.
Gosling's, for all your ginger beer needs.
Keep you guessing. That's what they're known for. Okay, our phrase, get wind of or caught wind of or catch wind of, derives from the days when, well, there's a few little explanations. They're probably all correct. Derives from the days when the main form of long-distance travel was to sail the seas. So the wind could carry the smell of land or other ships or even a good or not-so-good dinner cooking on board, alerting sailors to something before they could see it. So it was very much a on-the-ship, wind fills the sails, wind does everything, wind is power. And also, there'd be a change in the smell in the air if you're near land. The difference between smelling, it's like when you drive towards ocean, you start to smell the ocean.
You smell rain.
And so you'd smell rain or the forest or whatever you would smell. So they would get wind of potential land. Hmm. Or they would get wind of a storm coming.
I smell pemmican and berries.
Sure. Other sources of this phrase say that it comes from the whole idea of hunting. And as a hunter, the breeze carries different scents. So you make sure you're downwind from what you are hunting, but you want to be, you stay downwind, but so that your smell doesn't travel towards who you're hunting, but you stay downwind also to smell that of which you're hunting. And
what if you wait downwind and then have someone stinky go upwind of your prey?
You can't go upwind. Oh, you have somebody else, something else?
Carry their wind down to the prey, forcing it towards you.
Oh, interesting. Huh. So if you had sent someone upwind to break wind,
they would need
a win-win.
They would need a windbreaker.
Lastly, I don't even think I wrote it down. Yeah, didn't write it down. But lastly is from animals. So like a dog's ears will perk up like, because their sense of smell is heightened. So it's personifying a dog or another animal's inclination to react to catching wind of something.
Perk up your ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's it. Used since the first half of the 1800s, as far as literature goes, that we can figure out. And it's really, in its usage, is about getting information, like we talked about it, but it's either from sailing, hunting, or animals.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
If you were hunting from a sailboat, animals.
You got it all covered. That's all where there. It comes from.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
That one so, usage.
Short and sweet, not particularly newsworthy, but hey, everything comes from something.
Caught wind of it. I like it.
I didn't catch wind of much more information than that.
Well, it seems like a reasonable amount of
but have you ever been somewhere and you're like, do you smell that? Like, it does.
You smell burnt toast?
Do you smell burnt toast? Burnt feathers?
Do you smell pennies? Yes.
But it's like when you're like, where you pass over a bakery I say over because there's an overpass nearby that goes over it. And you're like,
the Bimbo store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be Buns Master. Mm-hmm. Why is it called Bimbo?
I don't know. Maybe
it's I hope it's somebody's name. That's terrible. All right, everybody. New logo, new name. You know, we used to be called Buns Masters.
It's breads for dumb people.
But now Bimbo. It's not politically correct to use the word master, so we're shifting to Bimbo. Anyway.
Absolutely. I think those things are powerful. You head closer to the valley.
Yep.
You can tell exactly. It's like, I'm in the country.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Smells are powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an example that's really jumping out at you?
Not in the last 15 minutes.
Powerful smell. I've been into this habit, and I don't even know why I'm saying this, driving with the seat as far, like, positioned back as it will go, and one leg up on the dash.
I tried that, but I went nowhere because I drive stick.
The other leg.
So no gas then.
I see. No.
The clutch, brake, gas. I need all three. I see.
You were saying because you drive stick. I was thinking because you need that leg was blocking your shifter. You're talking that you can't change the clutch.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Of course. That makes way more sense.
And does it work though? Like, are you comfy or are you like making a statement?
No.
You got your Birkenstock hanging out the window?
Nope. No, not out the window. That's not an animal. It's just, I don't know. It just feels comfortable somehow.
My arms are too short even if I wanted to. I'd be like, well, guess I'm not steering.
I was wondering if it's illegal.
For sure.
Is it?
Well, I mean,
can I have a foot up on the dash area? So not up on like the dash, like it's touching the glass, but just like leaned up, like so that you're sitting like
your my flat, foot flat part of your foot is
flat to the dash.
Huh?
Are you allowed to do that?
I mean, I don't.
It'd be a killer if I was in an accident or an airbag went off.
I don't know if "killer" is the word you want to use for that.
I would, but yes. Blow myself apart if an airbag went off. But I don't know. It's just
did
really
your jaw hit the steering wheel? No, my knee hit my jaw.
Yeah, yeah, or you'd be, become ultra flexible.
I don't know. Like, would you get? Is it visible from outside? Like, is your kneecap higher than the window?
My kneecap is higher than the window.
I mean, I don't know if you'd get pulled over for that, but if you got pulled over for reckless something else, they might say, "Hey, listen."
I would get him to put the ticket in my toes.
Just say, "I have to. This is how I drive. I have no choice." Get your shoe and sock off now.
I have a disability, or I'm like a monkey that I can grab things with.
I just watched a video about this guy with no arms and has his own vehicle all like set up, drives with his feet and
see he can do it.
But he was like putting it in gear, putting his seatbelt on with his feet.
I could not do that.
Amazing.
No, there would be no seatbelt on.
There's no
I might be able to put my seatbelt on and then crawl underneath it. Like, or click it into the thing and then crawl underneath it somehow.
I don't think I could get past my little paunch here to put my feet up like that. I guess this guy was pretty thin.
I'd be thinner.
He probably wouldn't be.
He'd be working out more of your legs anyway.
You'd probably just get frustrated eating. That's why he's thin. No hands to keep feeding yourself.
Just put your food on the table and put your head down like a pie eating contest.
I'd get like a little teeter-totter thing, foot pedal. It's like flip the food into the air.
You'd probably get really good at it after a while.
Totally.
In the meantime, huge mess. But
it's all on the ceiling, waiting for it to drop a second soup. Time.
Yeah.
Anyway, poor guy. Yeah. Actually, not poor guy. He's
thriving.
There was nothing holding him back at all. Right. He was totally living a normal life with his own vehicle and everything. Yeah. So get wind of. Nothing to do with what we are talking about, but.
Sorry about that. Well, we are heading into the end of things. A little area we like to play called Riddlink.
Oh, okay. Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question and requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. So last week, it seems longer ago, but 1 week ago today, we did episode 293.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Our idiom was feeding frenzy.
Okay.
And we left you with this one. 7 Days of Great Whites on Discovery is a movie where they prop up a dead guy like a marionette.
One more time.
7 Days of Great Whites on Discovery is the movie where they prop up a dead guy like a marionette. And the answer is...
Shark Weekend at Bernie's.
That's it. It's not Shark Week. It's not Weekend at Bernie's. It's Shark Weekend at Bernie's. And that's how you play Riddlink.
Perfect. Well, I have two prepared.
I have two prepared too. What are the chances?
Okay, well, let me get these ones going here. Slim Shady melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Oh, say it again.
Slim Shady melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Is it M&M&M?
Yes.
Did I get enough M's in there?
Yes.
M&M&M.
No.
That might be my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
M&M&M. Okay. Wow, I don't even want to go now. Oh, no. I don't want to go because... I didn't make any.
Okay, I've got one more prepared for us today.
Oh, man.
Illegitimate children.
Wait, let me see if I can make up one.
You don't have to. I got a good one.
All right.
I may need some research for some people. Illegitimate children, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Okay, save yours for everybody else. I'm going to, off the cuff, jacket to stop the gust is what a truck driver starts out by saying.
Nice. One more time.
I don't know if I can repeat it exactly the same way, but a jacket that stops the gust is what a truck driver says to start.
That is a windbreaker breaker.
That's right. I was going for a windbreaker breaker 19.
Oh, breaker breaker 19er. What are you calling on a walkie talkie? Right.
There you go. I got one.
Okay. Well, we got our final one here and may need a little bit of research. Some of you will know. Illegitimate children, chime in. We'd love to hear from you. Rob Lowe from The Outsiders follows celebrities with cameras. Rob Lowe from The Outsiders follows celebrities with cameras.
Hmm.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
I don't know what it is. I have to think about it.
Well, you'll get it.
All right.
Well, it was fun putting today's episode together. Hope you enjoyed it.
I loved every minute of it.
What? Get back to your workout out there. Get back to work doing the things that you work and do. And stuff.
Yeah. Everybody pauses everything when they listen to this. There's no putting us on in the background. They're for sure stopping what they're doing. Wait, everyone. The Village Idiom Podcast is on right now.
So narcissistic. I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Go.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. And that's 3 minutes gone.